The next one would be faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Hebrews 11:1.
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen.
It is the substance of things hoped for in that it acts as a glue to stick the seed and substance together in our mind so that a conception can take place. Supplication is one of the components of faith because faith pulls things in. We'll see more about supplication later. We must have faith in God's process in order for that process to work in our lives. Hebrews 11:6.
But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him.
The point is that one must believe, can't get to God otherwise. This means that we must believe what we are told in the doctrine, in understanding, in discernment, and in counsel. It is our faith in what we are taught that will help us come to fully understand the things of God. Hebrews 11:3.
Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear.
Sometimes people talk about blind faith, and the idea is you just believe it, but you're never going to understand it. That's not the point, but we have to start by believing it before we are going to come to understand it. So if we start by believing, it conceives, it sticks in there, and then we can come to understand the things of God. The manifestation of our faith is that we act on what we are told. If we believe, we will obey. Hebrews 3:18-4:3.
And to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believe not? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Let us therefore fear, lest they promise, being left us, of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world.
Here it shows that had the children of Israel really believed God, that they could go into Canaan land and that God would be with them, they would have gone on in. And it's the same thing for us spiritually. We must also mix our faith with the phases of spirit we ask God for. Our faith is the substance side that we mix with the seeds of the phases of spirit. James 1:5-7.
If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord.
We must also exercise our faith to pull on the phases of spirit we are given in order for them to grow. We also need faith in God's gifts of healing, that God can heal physical bodies. Jesus often stated that the person's faith had made possible the healing they asked for. Matthew 8:10-13.
When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour.
Here he said, it was incredible faith that the man had to come and request this, and also, as thou hast believed, it will be done. And also Matthew 9:2-29.
And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sin be forgiven thee. 22. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort, thy faith hath made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. 29. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith be it unto you.
Here again it shows according to your faith, and that the woman's faith had made her whole. And Matthew 15:28.
Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour.
And then it says, etc., because there's other scriptures that could have been put in there. Many times when Jesus did healings, he would point out the faith aspect that was that had to be there before that healing could happen. When we are getting prayer for healing, we need to mix our faith with what is being given. And after we have had prayer, we need to pull on the faces of Spirit in faith so that the healing will happen. Not only is faith needed for our own spiritual body, but for our ministry, so that we can handle the faith that other entities will need to help them get started in God's process. Faith is the phase of Spirit that God uses to switch for things entities are lacking. For example, Abraham's faith was switched to give him righteousness, Romans 4:3.
For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted unto him for righteousness.